They went to sea in a sieve, they did, in a sieve they went to sea. In spite of all their friends could say, on a winter's morn, on a stormy day, in a sieve they went to sea. And when the sieve turned round and round, and everyone cried, you'll all be drowned, they called aloud, our sieve ain't big, but we don't care a button, we don't care a fig, in a sieve we'll go to sea. They sailed away in a sieve, they did, in a sieve they sailed so fast, with only a beautiful pea-green veil, tied with a ribbon by way of a sail, to a small tobacco pipe mast. And everyone said who saw them go, oh, won't they soon be upset, you know. For the sky is dark and the voyage is long, and happen what may, it's extremely wrong, in a sieve to sail so fast. Far and few are the lands where the Jumblies live, for their heads are green and their hands are blue, and they went to sea in a sieve. They sailed to the western sea, they did, to a land all covered with trees, and they bought an owl and a useful cart, and a pound of rice and a cranberry tart, and a hive of silvery bees. And they bought a pig and some green jackdaws, and a lovely monkey with lollipop paws, some barnacle buns for an early tea, and 40 bottles of ringbo-ree, and no end of Stilton cheese. And in 20 years they all came back, in 20 years or more, and everyone said how tall they've grown, for they've been to the lakes and the terrible zone, and the hills of the Chanklybore. And they drank their health and they gave them a feast of dumplings made of beautiful yeast. And everyone said if only we live, we too will go to sea in a sieve, to the hills of the Chanklybore. Far and few are the lands where the Jumblies live, for their heads are green and their hands are blue, and they went to sea in a sieve.